Okay, next is change of zone 1725.
Yes, again, for a reminder, there's a, before you have a copy of the report of the Planning and Zoning Commission, based on their consideration of these applications, change of zone number 1725 and conditional use 1951, which are the pages 17 through 32 of the report. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on these applications on January 24, 2013. Council held a public hearing on February 19, 2013. Planning and Zoning Commission did not make their decision until August 22nd of 2013, which you will see in their reasoning for their deferral. The first application being change of zone 1725 with the application of Jacklingo Asset Management LLC to amend the comprehensive zoning map from GR, General Residential District, to AR1, Agricultural Residential District, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 74 acres, more or less, for land lying southwest of Ward Road, being Road 283A, southeast of Cedar Grove Road, being Road 283, and being 2,400 feet southwest of Mulberry Knoll Road, being Road 284, with a tax ID number of 334, map 12, and being a part of parcel 16. Again, on this application, the Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on January 24th of 2013. At that time, there was, after the public hearing, there was a motion to defer action for further consideration and to leave the record open for 15 days after the announcement of the receipt of DLDOT comments on the traffic impact study and any other written comments, and that motion carried 5-0. On page 28 of the report, in reference to change of zone 1725, there was a motion stated by Mr. Johnson to move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1725 for Jacklingo Asset Management LLC for rezoning from GR General Residential to AR1 Agricultural Residential based on the record made at the public hearing and with six reasons stated and or so reported in the report of the commission before you. And there was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried 4-1 that this application be forwarded to the council with a recommendation that the application be approved for those six reasons stated, and that motion carried 4-1 with Mr. Smith voting against the motion. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
Questions of council? Mr. Moore, I guess you need to read the short title and then findings of fact.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR general residential district to an AR1 agricultural residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 74 acres more or less, tax map ID 3-34-12-16, part of. And in the findings, this is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from GR General Residential District to AR1 Agricultural Residential District to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 74 acres more or less, lying southwest of Ward Road, Road 283A, and southeast of Cedar Grove Road, Road 283, 2,400 feet southwest of Mulberry Knoll Road, Road 284, tax map ID 3-34-12-16, part of. B, the record reflects that while not required, a traffic impact study was submitted on January 11, 2013, and that DLDOT has not stated any objections to the project or the traffic generated by it on local roadways. C, the Sussex County Engineering Department has no objection to the rezoning to AR1 and that the site will be served by central water and central sewer. D, based on the record, this is a downzoning and it will allow the applicants to obtain approvals to construct an RV campground on the subject property. that the property is partly AR1 agricultural residential and partly GR general residential, and this will bring the entire parcel under one common zoning classification, that the AR1 zoning is necessary because a conditional use for a campground is not available in the GR general residential zoning district, that both GR general residential and AR1 agricultural residential zoning are appropriate for this area under the county's comprehensive land use plan and the maps contained in the plan. Since both districts permit residential use, that if the proposed conditional use for the property should be denied or should expire, the permitted residential density for the property would be less than what is currently permitted under the GR general residential zoning classification, and that under the plan, it is in an area appropriate for development, the environmentally sensitive developing district. E, the proposed use as an RV campground will be subject to the conditions limitations established by the approval and also site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. F, there is no basis in the record for a denial of this rezoning application, and the applicant has created a substantial record in support of the application. And G, based on the record and recommendations of the Planning and Zoning Commission and the record created before council, the council approves this application.
Pleasure, council.
Make a motion. We adopt the motion to change the zone.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to adopt change the zone 1725. Questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Well, I can't vote for this one because I understand the commission recommended approval 4-1, but I feel very strongly it should be denied for the following reasons based on the record we heard at the council hearing. This rezoning is a part of an overall project to allow an RV campground. The rezoning is necessary to accomplish this goal, since an RV campground is not permitted as a residential use in a GR zone. The proposed change in zone and the overall project don't promote the overall health, safety, convenience, and general welfare of the neighborhood or community. Council received petitions containing 814 signatures in opposition to the project, along with 252 letters and emails, some of which may be duplicates, expressing opposition to the project. These communications have come from parties who live in the surrounding communities. Finally, there were over 110 people present at the Planning and Zoning Commission public hearing and over 116 people present at the council public hearing in opposition to the application. And the application doesn't give us any evidence to support why this land should be zoned AR1, other than it needs to be that way just for this proposed project. However, rezoning must stand on its own merits, and the AR1 zoning would survive whether the proposed CU project is approved or expires. And there's no basis in the record or in the county comprehensive plan for the rezoning to AR1. GR zoning allows a variety of housing types, including manufactured homes on smaller lots. The county seeks to promote affordable housing opportunities. And a change of zone to AR1 would decrease the land zoned available for that type of use. The current amount of land zoned GR in Sussex County is limited. As a result, the GR zoning should be preserved.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Cole. We would appreciate your trying to control your applause or whatever, yeah. Mr. Cole.
Yeah, thank you. My vote will be no for the similar reasons that Mrs. Deaver expressed. The county does seek to promote affordable housing, and the change of zone would decrease the amount of GR land that was available. And development trends in this area have been primarily for single-family home planned communities, and therefore it is not consistent with the area. And as I alluded to in the other application, sometimes an area will have mixed uses and different things, and you can look for consistencies And in this application, it was difficult to be able to see any reason to downzone to AR1 because the current zoning category provides for single-family homes, modular homes, and even manufactured housing, so which is something that is in great need in this county. My vote's no.
Thanks, Chair. Mr. Phillips.
I took a ride yesterday, and it was random, but somehow the person driving me ended up in the area of this proposed RV park, and I thought to myself, this is the ideal location for such a development in Suffolk County.
We're not going to tolerate that.
The people who own this property own vast, vast amounts of acreage as you come to this site. Given that fact, they are going to provide the entire community with protection from the expansion of use that would not accommodate this original development. One thing I think we really need to be conscious of is this land is currently zoned GR, and low income and quote unquote affordable housing gravitates toward GR zoning. And I think that having a seasonal campground would make a lot more sense for the community. Maybe not the whole this grand notion that this government has to provide affordable housing, whether the community likes it or not. But from a community perspective, I have a feeling that they would appreciate having a seasonal campground than what potentially could come there under the current zoning. Therefore, I am going to vote yes on the change of zone to AR1 so that we may potentially approve the conditional use.
Mr. Wilson.
I'm going to vote yes on recommendation of P&Z and also on the comments of what Mr. Phillips said. I did visit the area, and I saw that there was no reason. In fact, I had a hard time finding it. It must have been at least 2 miles off the main road, which I thought from all the arguments and letters I had, it must have been right close by. But I didn't see the real problem. Now, if we came with this attitude of thinking, well, I like to control other people's land, you would eliminate property rights. And if that's America, then I'm wrong. I think property rights are controlled in Russia and China and these places. But not in the United States do we control property rights. And that's the way I feel about it. So I think this fellow has left you a lot of clear land. We wrote the area. We saw where Mr. Lingo had left hundreds of acres left vacant. And to deny him this little right, I think we're wrong. So I
we're not going to crack this too many more times. Back to Mr. Wilson. I have read all the information and spent many hours reviewing this. And this is not an easy decision, I will tell you that. But I am going to agree with the reasons read into by Mrs. Deaver and Mr. Cole.
They don't understand.
And I am concerned that this county does have the ability to provide housing for moderately priced income, and the GR zoning in that area does allow that. One of the things we hear from people all the time is there's not enough affordable housing in Sussex County. You need to work harder to create that. And not many people come forward wanting to change their land to GR1. And this land is already zoned GR1, so it would, in fact, accommodate manufactured housing on smaller lots, which would help moderate priced income. So having read that and agreeing with the reasons that Mrs. Deaver read, I'm going to vote no on change of zone. That is defeated.
Thank you.
Is there any chance you could just stop the applause? We'd appreciate that. So now, Mr. Moore, the change of zone was defeated.
Yes.
We still have before us the conditional use, and that needs to be acted on, but obviously it cannot be approved because it's not zoned properly. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So how do we...
We would need to read the short title, and then if there would need to be a vote. Obviously, one of the reasons for voting to deny would be that the underlying change of zone failed.
And it's not a permitted use.
Okay. Right. All right. If you'd read the short title, please.
Yes. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for RV resort and campground to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 162.424 acres, more or less, tax map ID 3-34-12-16, part of.
Make a motion we, I guess in the affirmative, which we normally do, I'll make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Motion to adopt conditional use 1951, second.
Second.
All right, George.
Thank you.
Second, Mrs. Deaver.
It's getting to be long.
Questions on the motion?
I'd like
Phillips.
To ask a question.
Certainly.
Of our attorney. I'll be gone in a few weeks. And
that is uncalled for.
No, that's fine. It would almost seem as if there's an opportunity here to allow the future council to review this and maybe offer a perspective that currently has not been put on the table. Could I make a motion to amend this conditional use to allow it to be approved on the condition that at some point in the future they come back and get the change of zone to AR1? They have presented an excellent plan. Obviously, from my sense, the timing is not right. But to put the applicant in a position where they have to do everything over again, most likely in a point in the future that could cost them additional money because of regulations and what have you, could I make that amendment that we can approve this based on the condition that they come back for the proper AR1 zoning at a time in the future through the normal process?
Sure. There is currently a motion on the floor to approve it at the current time. So, there's all we've read is the short title with a motion to approve. I don't know of anything that we could amend, at this time.
Could I put a condition that we, the applicant has the ability to come back at a later time if this is approved to get the AR1 zoning?
I think that would be improper at this point. There's been an application process, the record's been established, and at this point, we're at the vote for the conditional use, and I think that the proper procedure would go through with the vote as the motion stands at this point.
And if it was voted in the affirmative, then it could not go forward until they did come back and get that corrective zoning, correct?
That would be the case. And obviously, if you're voting in the affirmative, there would need to be sufficient reasons given in the record as to the support of that.
And haven't you put those on the record?
There's been no reasons put on the record because as it stands right now, this is not a permitted use.
Okay.
Anything else from council? So you had Mr. Cole made the motion, I think, is that correct? And Mrs. Deaver seconded?
Yes.
Okay. We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
So we're voting on the...
voting on the conditional use 1951.
Use? No, it shouldn't be changed. No.
No.
We lose out on a lot of the opportunity to have affordable housing. And it's very important. And it's in the comprehensive land use plan. That's one of our goals.
Mr. Cole.
I'll vote no because it's not a permitted use in a GR district.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on the information and almost recommendation from our legal counsel. But at this point, I think a no is the only vote that a responsible council person could make because of its current zoning. So I will vote no.
Mr. Wilson.
I'll vote no, but I would hate to think that this is the only reason that we can vote no is because of affordable housing. That leaves the property owners no rights and the neighbors really no rights, because when you come to affordable housing, that could be low-income housing. Had you rather have low-income housing than have a RV that people that have some money? Is that what, there's really no more traffic, in my opinion. And there's no more traffic in RVs than there is regular housing. So that's the way I see it. So I vote no anyway.
Because it is not zoned properly now, because we turned down and changed the zone, the only responsible vote is a no, obviously. I'm going to vote no. Motion defeated.
Thank you.
Next. No applause. We have business to do.